Bedridden to Buff, A Story of Gently Healing from Chronic Pain by Pollyanna Darling. Read by Pollyanna Darling. We are the mirror as well as the face in it. We are tasting the taste this minute of eternity. We are pain and what cures pain both. We are the sweet cold water and the jar that pours. Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi. It's early on a chilly morning in April 2023, and I've just pulled up at the boat ramp after sprinting 200 metres on my stand-up paddleboard. I feel like I might vomit. My heart is smashing against my ribs, my shoulders leaden. I watch the other competitors pull up red-faced and panting, hauling their race boards out of the cold, murky water. I won. It's difficult to wrap my head around. A few hours later, I'm standing on the centre podium, paddle in hand, an official placing a gold medal around my neck. I've won gold in the Australian over-50s Women's Stand-Up Paddleboard 200-metre Sprint Championship. Later that week, I win another gold in a technical race and a silver in the distance race for my age category. It's like a strange dream. Hard to believe that the last 5.5 years ever existed. In 2017, after a series of spinal injuries that led to increasing levels of chronic pain, I herniated a disc in my lower back and spent 6 months doing very little other than lying on my bed. I listened to a lot of podcasts, crocheted endless face washes, felt like a burden to my family, and tried not to think about the future. This book is a collection of stories about the journey from bedridden to buff. I understand from lived experience the misery, apathy, depression, fear, resilience, mental strength, and steely hope that is required to live with chronic pain. The days where the pain is unbearable and life seems small and pointless. The days when, for whatever reason, there's relief and suddenly the future opens up a little. And the swing between the two that can be so exhausting. A pain body is grown, woven together through genetics, experience, injury, thought patterns, trauma, emotions, hormones, and all the complexities of being a human navigating this world. Changing the structure of that pain body, teasing some threads out and leaving others, creating a more supportive structure, it's a process. Since each person is a unique combination of embodied complexity, what works for one person may not for another. If you're experiencing chronic pain, it's so important to get to know how the weave that is your pain body was made. Be astoundingly kind to yourself and listen with your whole being for the help that will work for you. This collection of very personal stories is a journey through the creation and unravelling of a pain body. There's a lot missing from this little book because you don't need my entire life story. I'm sharing a few of the experiences that helped to weave my pain body and my journey to healing. I want everyone to know without a shred of doubt that positive change can and does happen, sometimes in remarkable and miraculous ways, despite diagnoses and medical history. In the same way that a droplet of water emerges from a spring in the mountains, joining with other drops, forming rivulets, streams and rivers, passing through waterfalls, eddies, vortices, change is a process. That droplet might eventually reach the ocean, or it might evaporate, condense in the clouds, fall as rain, pass through the bodies of many creatures, wind up back at the spring in the mountains again. Change is not a place you need to get to. It is the incremental journey of ever-increasing trust in the process of change itself, in the body, in self, and in life. What this book isn't. This book is not medical advice and should not be considered such. For medical advice, consult your doctor. I am not a therapist. I am not a counsellor. I'm sharing my story and perspective in the hope that it may be useful to you. 1. 2016 to 17. 2016 was the worst year of my life. The previous year, I'd had a bleed on the brain in Cuzco, Peru, from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?